Hey everyone, you are listening The Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers, and this is your host Rishabh Jain. This is the podcast where I talk about building your business around your passion, knowledge and your skills. And for that we talk about funnel marketing, we talk about productivity, we talk about entrepreneurship, we talk about so many other stuff which is needed to build a business, even if you are doing a 9-to-5 job or doing a family business. So let's just begin, and the episode begins now. So in today's episode, I want to talk to you about very crucial, very important quality of a warrior entrepreneur. So if you are someone who is trying to build your business, and I'm damn sure if you are on this podcast, you are definitely trying to do it, or you have the plans to build your business, you want to do something, you have a passion, you have a knowledge and a skill, and you want to build the business around that that passion, that skill, that knowledge, right? And you actually want to create an impact, and you want to live the life of purpose, a purpose driven life. So one very crucial quality of a person who is trying to achieve this goal is to finding the opportunity in every adversity. Yes, a very, very important quality of the entrepreneur who is doing it as a side hustle. Why this is a very, very crucial quality? So there is a reason, because I am also a side hustler. I'm trying to build a business I have around my knowledge, around my skills, and I'm doing it as a side hustle. And one thing that I figured out is finding the opportunity in the adversity, because I'm doing this side hustle not from today. I have started this in 2017, so it's a very long time. Now it's 2022, so it's around 5 years. And in these 5 years, I have learned from scratch. I was from engineering background. I was doing a job in banking sector. Even today I am doing the job in banking sector. So basically there was no background of business, there was no background of marketing, but I started learning the things. I've always wanted to have my own business, so I started my journey with a channel, a YouTube channel, in 2017. And then over the period of time, in these 5 years, I have learned many skills, many business skills and marketing skills. I have learned to build websites, to build funnels. I have learned to run ads. I have learned to write blogs, do SEO. I have learned email marketing. I have learned marketing automations. I have learned how to run ads. So different skills I worked on, and I would say that one thing that I realized is, in this journey, it was not easy. It was a struggle, because managing everything is very, very difficult, and it's not a cakewalk. You have a job, so basically you have the commitment of around 10 or maybe 10, 12 hours every day, right? Because a day job take at least 10 hours of your time every day. Then if you have a family, if you have kids, then you have to spend time with them. You have responsibilities, so you have to fulfill those responsibilities. And then you have your own business. You are trying to build a business, and not only the business, but you are actually working on yourself. You are working on your self-development. You are working on your skills, your knowledge, right? So this is something which which is a journey full of challenges, and you will face so much and so many adversities on this journey. But you have to find the opportunities in those adversities. Whenever you feel like giving up in the adversities, you have to see what's the solution. What is the opportunity here? How I can come up with a solution of this problem that I am facing right now, and I can convert it into an opportunity. What happened with me is, actually, I was not able to spend much time with my family, and because of that, I was facing the challenge, and I was not able, not even focus, not being able to focus on my business as well. I was not able to creating content. I was not doing much, much for my business because I was not getting that time. And even my spouse was complaining that I'm not spending time with her as well. So, and what happened, like we started arguing about these things, and I was feeling very bad about it because I was not able to spend time with her, and at the same time I was not able to devote time to my business as well. And the reason was because my job is taking too much time. I was feeling tired and overwhelmed, and I was not able to focus on everything. So I was feeling like, should I give up? Should I give up? And then suddenly, not suddenly, but yes, after like the argument with my spouse, I was feeling very low, and I was thinking that what could be the solution of this problem? How can I overcome this problem? And how can I actually come up with something that will let me focus on both the things? And then suddenly an idea came into my mind, and everything everything was looking very, very possible to me. Yes, the idea was that idea that I am pursuing right now. I've started working on this idea from today, and I think this idea is going to change the game for me. So basically, I started something which is called the 100-minute side hustle challenge. So I have what I did. I actually figured out that what is the best possible time for me to work on my business. After giving adequate amount of time to my family, to my wife and everyone, what could be that time that I can spend on my business? And I realized that hardly I can invest like not even 2 hours. I can spend 110 minutes only. So a few minutes, about an hour in the night, and around 40-50 minutes in the morning. This is the time that I can manage. So what I did, I have built this whole system, the 100-minute side hustle challenge, where I have divided my time of this 100 minute into various activities that I need to do every day to proceed in my business, to make progress in my business. And I will just give 100 minutes every day, and in these 100 minutes I will do all the activities that I have planned. So basically, I have figured out all the most important activities that I need to do to move the needle, and I have written down, I have segregated that time, that what is the time that I need to allocate in these 100 minutes. So basically, I have divided every activity for the 20 minutes of slots. So I'm doing 5 activities in these 100 minutes, and in this way, these 5 activities 100 minutes every day with consistency is going to move the needle. And now I am feeling very much confident that yes, if I will just keep following this system with consistency on the daily basis, I will be able to get the success. I will be able to fulfill all my dreams. I will be able to actually start getting the results. And once I will start getting the results, I will feel confident. Family maybe support me even more. So this is something which is giving me a lot of excitement. And I think this is the message that I want to give you in this podcast, that you have to see the opportunity in the adversity. You, if you are doing a side hustle, if you are trying to build a business, if you are working to learn a skill and you want to build a business around that skill or knowledge, it's not easy. You will feel that you will face the challenges, you will face the adversities. But if there is a situation when you feel like giving up, don't give up. Just see that what could be the solution. What is the opportunity? How can I convert this into an opportunity like I did, right? So I'm not saying that I'm perfect, and you should just do what I'm doing. This is what I have figured out, and you have to also figure out in your own situation what could be the solution, what you can do to keep going instead of giving up. Because when you give up, everything finished, everything vanishes. All the efforts that you have put till now is going to be vanished. They all go into vain, and nothing will work. But if you will keep going, keep pushing yourself, you will see that light at the end of the tunnel. So it's very, very important. And just see how you can do it. And this is a quality of a warrior entrepreneur. And if you will just inculcate this kind of attitude and this quality in you, you will actually you will be able to face all the challenges that comes along the way in your hustle. And you, one day, I'm damn sure you will have a thriving business. You will have all the you will achieve all your goals, the money, the goals related to money, the goals related to living a life, the goals related to relationship, and every possible dream that you have will be the reality. So the only thing that you need to do is you have to push. You have to see the opportunity in every adversity and keep moving instead of giving up. So that's all. This is the message that I want to give you in today's episode. I hope that if you are also facing the some similar kind of situation in your life, you got some motivation and you got some inspiration that how you can also figure out something, and instead of giving up, keep going and keep doing what you are doing. So that's all for this episode, guys. I hope you got the value. I hope you got some motivation. And my objective is just to push you on this journey of greatness, of this journey of rising above mediocrity and living a purpose-driven life, living a life where you can create an impact and you can build your dream business and fulfill all your dreams. So that's all for this episode, guys. See you in the next episode very soon. Till then, stay awesome, stay blessed. Thank you.